From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Tony Cox in for Farai Chidea. The gloves were off last night in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
You talked about Ronald Reagan being a transformative political leader. I did not mention his name.
Your husband did.
Well, I'm here. He's
okay,
not.
Okay, well,
and
I can't tell who I'm running against sometimes.
Well.
Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama, and John Edwards got up close and personal last night in a Democratic debate sponsored by the Congressional Black Caucus Institute and CNN. With just 4 days left until the South Carolina Democratic primary, the economy, health care, and racial politics dominated the debate. But who made the biggest impression? And is the contest any closer after last night? Joining us to offer some morning after analysis is Ron Walters, a political science professor at the University of Maryland, and Robert Smith. He is a political science professor at San Francisco State University. Ron, Robert, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
A lot to talk about, so let's get right to it. Last night was probably the most exciting debate the Democrats have had so far, certainly the most exciting that I have seen. But today, some people are criticizing the time-draining personal attacks between Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama that struck a nasty tone during the two-hour telecast. Ron, what do you make of the squabbling? John Edwards, for example, said it did no good, but it did show us something about those two candidates, didn't it?
It did, but I think that this was more than squabbling. We have, I think, to connect this debate to the last debate. And in the last debate, Barack Obama was widely viewed by many people as having come off weak. This debate is set in the context of an election, in case anybody noticed. And he's got to appear at least that he's in command. He's in command in terms of the public opinion polling, and he can't be ahead in the public opinion polling and having a weak performance in a presidential debate. So these things are linked together. And I think given that, he had to continue to prove his electability by the credibility of his ideas. And so he had to defend those ideas in that arena.
Everybody did that, Robert, in fact, defended themselves. It felt like a prize fight at times, though. Did it go too far in your view?
No, I don't think it went too far. Senator Obama had signaled earlier in the day that he had planned to take on Mrs. Clinton and her husband, and he attempted to do that. I think, however, that he came out somewhat on the defensive in terms of his health care plan, the talk about Reagan, even his votes in the Illinois Senate. So I don't think he particularly gained as a consequence of the little squabble last night.
Well, the Bill Clinton issue certainly was a lightning rod for Obama and for Mrs. Clinton as well. Do you think, Ron, that Bill Clinton has gone too far in his support of his wife's candidacy?
Well, yes, and not only do I think that, you've got moguls inside of the Democratic Party like Ron Manuel and some of the others asking him. As a matter of fact, there was a testy exchange between Clinton and Ron Manuel about this very thing, that some of the leaders of the party don't want these arguments to get so out of hand that they dampen down the enthusiasm of people to turn out in the fall. I mean, you go back to 1984, Reverend Jackson's run, people were wildly enthusiastic, so much so that 2 million more people turned out that fall. They want the same thing because the stakes are enormous. They want to have a veto-proof Senate. They want to increase their lead in the House, and obviously they want the White House. So they want people to turn out.
The three candidates eventually calmed down in the second half of the debate when it seemed they were more reflective and tried to paint distinct pictures of themselves and show how they are different. Did either of you, Ron and Robert, get the sense that we saw, perhaps for the very first time, some real differences between these three candidates?
Well, on the health care plan, there is a minor kind of almost technical difference. But really, I think on most of the issues, the three candidates are in agreement. And that is why I think you really have to draw kind of personality style distinctions, because on the war, on the economy, there's broad agreement. So I didn't see any policy differences except for the distinction about whether or not Senator Obama's health care plan covers everybody.
Did you see it the same way, Ron?
Yeah, pretty much the same way. I'd agree with Bob. There was, I think at the heart of this, though, something that really struck me that Barack Obama said. And it had to do with how do you campaign against the presumptive, the guy who's beginning to emerge on the Republican side, and that's John McCain. Hillary talked about the fact that she could hit the ground running day one, in effect, that she would be a good commander-in-chief. Barack said, no, that's not how I think to beat this guy. He wants to be a commander-in-chief of a failing war. We need somebody to make the tremendous difference here. In other words, a commander of peace, if you will. I think that's the same mistake the Democrats made with Kerry, trying to compete with the president, a sitting president of the United States, by offering up somebody who could pursue the war better. I think that there's at least some Democrats have learned that you've got to go a different way. And this was one of the sharpest differences to me in this debate.
Let's talk about this for a moment. I want to play a clip from John Edwards. In several previous debates, he tended to side with Obama to double-team Clinton. But let's listen to this exchange between him and Obama last night.
The question is, why would you over 100 times vote present?
John,
I mean, every one of us, you've criticized Hillary, you've criticized me for our votes. We cast hundreds and hundreds of votes. What you're criticizing her for, by the way, you've done to us, which is you pick this vote and that vote out of the hundreds that we've cast.
So talk about that for a moment, if you can, Ron. Was Edwards siding with Clinton more this time around? And if so, what's behind that strategy?
I think that John Edwards has had one strategy, and that's to try to distinguish himself against both of these candidates. He tried it, first of all, by appearing to side with Barack Obama. The objective there was to try to muscle Hillary Clinton to the side. That really hasn't worked. And so now he finds himself having to confront Barack Obama to try to make him stand out. Now, looking at this debate last night, I think he did a tremendous job. As a matter of fact, some people say that he won it. So he's got to change strategy, and I think we're beginning to see that with this debate.
Robert, there were issues that were discussed last night. Health care was certainly big. So was the economy. And as a matter of fact, just this morning, the Federal Reserve slashed a key interest rate by 0.75 percentage point. Who, in your view, seemed to score the most points with their economic proposals during the debate?
I would think Mrs. Clinton had the more detailed discussion of that. She's the first of the three to actually advance an economic program. And she was much more, I thought she was much more sharper in her statement of her ideas. And Senator Obama and Senator Edwards were, in a sense, kind of playing catch up. But again, I think there's fundamental agreement on the need for a package, economic stimulus package, to be passed fairly soon. But I thought she was a little bit better on that.
You share that view, Ron?
I think that at the time that they all put out their plans, we're talking about a difference here of $45 billion, John Edwards, up to $75 billion for Hillary Clinton. At the time they put them all out, almost simultaneously, she didn't have a rebate aspect of it. Barack Obama did. So she went back and released another version of her economic stimulus plan, which had a rebate package. Part of that, of course, was a result that the Senate Joint Economic Committee had held hearings, and the rebate package was talked about there, and this was after the last debate.
The candidates keep saying that they want to keep race out of the presidential race, but all week we have seen how much Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, even John Edwards have campaigned specifically for the black vote, which in the state of South Carolina makes up about 50% of the voting bloc. Here's my question, Robert, to you first. What about the remaining 50%? Are they mostly white, and are they being left out of the equation?
Well, they are mostly white, and I think Obama has a paradox of a black man trying to run a deracialized campaign. He clearly needs to win South Carolina, and he needs to win it with a good share of the black vote. But I think he also needs to pick up a good share of the white vote. Otherwise, I think the Clintons, if he wins, will attempt to paint his victory as they will attempt to diminish his victory if he wins largely on the basis of black support. And so I think that was a very, very delicate game he's trying to play, particularly in South Carolina. He wants to appeal to the black vote, but he wants to do it in such a way as to not appear, if I can say it this way, appear black or appear to be appealing to black interests per se. I think it's a very difficult project that he's involved in.
We have about 1 minute left for this with you, Ron Walters, and it's Robert mentioned that he felt that Barack Obama must win South Carolina, but John Edwards, who was born in that state and is the only Southerner in the Democratic race and who has not fared particularly well so far, he has to win or at least have a very good showing, doesn't he? And how far did last night's debate go toward that? About 50
seconds.
Well,
I think John Edwards is out of this, quite frankly speaking, because he doesn't appear. If you look at the polling in the other Super Tuesday states, you don't really see a John Edwards campaign. And so he's hanging on, hoping that he's going to be able to pick up someplace. But he needed to score well in the debate last night. He did. But the politics of the matter, I don't think, is going to help him very much. I was surprised that this debate last night didn't lean more heavily on issues related to the African-American experience, given the fact that it was sponsored by the Congressional Black Caucus. But I think one of the reasons that you didn't hear that was precisely what Bob said. Here is this very delicate balance that they have to walk. And so this debate, as far as Barack Obama is concerned, and perhaps some of the others, could not be too, I think, unbalanced on the side of the black community.
We have to stop right there. Robert, Ron, thank you both very much. Ron Walters is a political science professor at the University of Maryland. He spoke with us from our NPR headquarters in Washington, D.C. And Robert Smith is a political science professor at San Francisco State University. He joined us from UC Berkeley School of Journalism studios.